Hello, good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon. May I speak to Donna, please? Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How you doing today, sir?
I'm okay.
Perfect, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local community. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Yeah.
Appreciate it, sir. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Almost 40 years.
Okay. And what is your primary branch at the trade? Are you a PCC restoration, tile or maple finisher, a stone mason, marble mason?
I'm a refactory guy. I do refactory.
Oh, okay, perfect. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, journey level mechanic?
I'm a superintendent for the company I'm with.
Okay. Perfect. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade? You said yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks? Oh, and you've been working this whole time. You haven't had a...
I've been with the same company for 34 years.
Okay. Perfect. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not working non-union.
Perfect, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your membership, your union membership?
No.
Great, sir. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay, perfect. And do you get the sense there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same numbers as there were this time last year?
I think there's relatively more.
Okay, perfect. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No,
okay. And perfect. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, we don't usually have a steward.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a steward by the union?
No, I don't want to be a steward. I can't be a steward. I'm a superintendent.
Perfect, sir. And how about this one? Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, perfect. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably about the same.
Okay. And now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Perfect. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you more concerned about on the job, sir? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, failing objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or you don't have no real safety concerns?
The only safety concern is what you said, is language.
Language, okay. Language problems, perfect. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person?
Yes.
Was it on person or online, sir?
In person,
perfect. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in the union organizing? Yes or no, sir?
No, I was on the negotiating.
Okay. And how about the next one? Political canvassing.
Excuse me?
Political canvassing.
Political.
Have you participated in any of that?
No.
Okay, and the last one, how about this one? Picketing.
What about it?
Have you participated in any of that?
No, we've never been on strike since I've been a union member.
Perfect, perfect, sir. And how about this one? In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Oh, okay, perfect, sir. And changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, sir. And please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. And the first one that I have for you is local TV news programming.
No, I don't get news that way.
So how will you rank it from 1 to 5? 5 can be the least...
3.
Source, a 3. Okay, perfect. And how about internet or social media?
Social media.
What would you say from 1 to 5?
5.
Remember that 5 is the least one that you will get your news from.
Oh, okay. Well, then 1.
Okay, perfect. And how about cable news?
No.
From 1 to 5?
5.
A 5. And how about friends and neighbors?
Probably a 2.
A 2. Okay, perfect. And how about from the radio?
No, 5.
5. Okay. And last one, print or online newspaper?
I get the BAC magazine. So 1.
A 1. Okay, perfect. And let's go to the next one. And the next one, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, the environment, support for labor unions? The economy, you said, sir?
Yes.
Okay, jobs and the economy. Okay. And as you may know, back supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to the federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No. Never heard of it.
Okay, and as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important or somewhat important or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important, yes.
Perfect, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Democrats do, yes.
Okay, perfect. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The UAW.
Okay, perfect. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. And you can strongly approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly. And the first one is his job as president.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. Perfect. And how about the economy?
Strongly.
Perfect. And healthcare?
Strongly.
And foreign affairs?
Strongly.
Immigration?
Strongly.
And last one, support for labor unions.
Strongly.
Perfect, sir. We're almost done here. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Perfect, perfect. And are you a registered vote, sir? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president or other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
I am most certain to vote.
Perfect. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for, sir?
I would vote for Biden.
For Biden. Perfect. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety, sir?
Yes.
Perfect. And turning back to back, how will you rate that overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, fair, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Great. And how will you rate that? Okay, you said, okay, excellent, perfect. And this is on your own words. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Getting more younger people.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. Getting more younger people. Perfect. Okay. For the future, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, sir. And let me see the next one. This is also in your own words. What do you think that you... Yes, sir. 84%. We're almost done, sir. Thank you for your patience. How about this one? Do you think that union's top priority should be... What do you think the top priority should be for the union for the rest of the year? And what is the most important thing that union should be working on your own words, sir?
Well, I just think they need to be working on more jobs and getting more people organized.
Okay. Okay, perfect, sir. We are at 85. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, job site, union meeting, mail, email?
Meeting.
Meeting, union meeting. Okay, perfect. And yes. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four more times a year.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. And we are at 90%. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat?
A Democrat.
Perfect. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Perfect. And just to make sure we are representing everybody, what is your race, sir? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino? Yes, sir? You said white?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my superior, can I just please have your first name? Just your first name, sir.
Don.
Don. Okay, Mr. Don, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Your opinion is very important. Yes, sir. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep.